Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
So, you've probably heard it your whole life. Don't judge. And then in the very next breath, someone says, now use your best judgment. Excuse me? I'm not supposed to judge, but I also am supposed to judge? What? Is it any wonder we are so confused and don't know what's going on, right? So the tricky part is we hear this, like we hear don't judge, as if that's the moral high ground. Look at me, I'm not judging, right? But then we hear use your judgment as if that's wisdom. So what is it? Catty judgment, moral high ground, or is it wisdom? What if it's neither and a little bit of both? Okay, so somewhere between those two pieces of confusing, conflictual advice, most of us end up in a confused place of self-doubt, guilt, and mental gymnastics. Anyone else? Me? I can't see you all, so I'm assuming you're raising your hand too, okay? And that's what we're talking about today, my friends. We're talking about judgment. What is judgment? Where did the idea come from? Why is it considered wrong? And yet it's also considered necessary. How does it quietly destroy our joy and creative energy, even when we think we're just being realistic? Okay, today we're going to untangle that contradiction, because judgment isn't about morality, it's an energy. And depending on how you use it, it can either destroy your life or create it and expand it. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder, my friends. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, nationally board certified health and wellness coach and intuitive empowerment coach, and basically your favorite fan. Okay. And if you have a topic you'd like to explore on the show, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com so you can let me know, because if you're curious about it, I'm curious about it. And if we're curious about it, other people are too. And, you know, I'd love to invite you to something called Body Bit Chat. I don't talk about this enough, but since today we're going to talk about bodies a little bit, I want to invite you to Body Bit Chat. It's a free service I provide. It's a free daily email, Monday through Friday, of a tidbit of information from your body. I've been doing it, oh golly, over 4 years now at this point. And it's absolutely incredible. You're going to go to my website, Danielle, danielle.com/bodybitchat, or just go to my website and it's on the top of the menu. All right, so today we're talking about judgment. I need sound effects, Christine. I'll figure that out someday. But we're talking about, Christine is the producer and the CEO of Inspired Choices Network that we're on. And she's like, boom, thanks. Thanks for the sound effects. All right, so what even is judgment? Judgment at its simplest form is conclusion. It's a label we attach to something. It's our brain saying, categorizing, this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. I like this, I don't like that, okay? So judgment is actually a function of the mind. It's a sorting mechanism. And the brain loves categories. Have you ever noticed that? Okay, it helps us survive. Fire, hot, don't touch it. Woo! Right? Berries, those are safe, those are not. You know, we figured that out. And then judgment says this works, this doesn't. Okay. So this is what's interesting, is how we use judgment. It wasn't originally a moral quandary. It was practical. It was an awareness turned into action. And that's an important word. Awareness turned into action. Okay. Keep that brewing in there, because we're going to come back to that. But with Judgment, unfortunately, somewhere along the way, it became personal. Let me say that again. Judgment became personal. We stopped from just observing differences, and then we started assigning value. Okay. I know that's going to make a lot of, I can hear a lot of heads just like bounce on that one. So let me say that again. We stopped with judgment. We stopped observing the differences and started assigning value to them. Good, bad, right, wrong. Okay. The energy shifted from, well, that's different, to that's wrong. Or even that's right, instead of just different. It shifted from this doesn't work for me to that's bad. You're bad for liking it, and you're bad for doing it to me or with me or whatever it is. Okay. This is the thing that created the energetic turning point. When awareness turned into judgment. Because remember, awareness is the one that it's like, oh, look at that. And then look at that. And then look at that. Instead of going, oh my gosh, look at it. We have all these amazing three things. We go, look at that one, that one, that one. Which one's better? Which one should be, which one's good, which one's bad, which one's right, which one's wrong. And that's when it turns into judgment. This is when we have awareness that turns into judgment. Okay. That's the energetic turning point. One creates space, the other closes it, contracts it, and collapses it and stops it. You know, can you guess which is which? Yeah. Awareness expands, judgment collapses. Okay. And this is where a lot of people get confused, because there's a huge difference between discernment or awareness and judgment. Discernment or awareness says, I perceive this energy. Look, whatever it is. Does it work for me? No. Okay. Or does it work for me? Yeah. Yay. It's aligned or not aligned, right? Judgment says, I perceive this energy. This is wrong. Therefore, I must resist it. Or this is right, and it has to be only this thing. Can you feel the difference in the energy? Even if you're saying like, no, thank you. Like the awareness says, hey, this is this, and no, thank you, it doesn't work for me. Versus, this is wrong. One energy expands, one energy collapses. Even though the outcome is still the same of, no, thank you. One is a judgment, one is the awareness that it just doesn't work for you. Okay, awareness creates, judgment destroys. Bum, bum, bum. Sound effects. All right. So here's a big part of this. If judgment is so destructive, then why do we all do it? Even when we know better. And why are we always told to do it? Use your best judgment. That immediately. I mean, that's what's so funny. We look at this. We look at our childhood with this stuff. And we're told to judge right from the beginning. So it's like, give yourself a break. We are told to judge right from the beginning. Was that a good choice or a bad choice? And we think we're being, our parents thought they were teaching us. And this is not making parents wrong. Let me say that right now, because they were taught the same thing. Is that a good choice or a bad choice? And what did we learn from that? Which on the surface is a great question. What did we learn from that? But we're asked to judge it as the right and wrong instead of just like, hey, what did we learn? Could you do it differently another time? But we are taught to judge right from the very beginning. Okay. So when I say, when people tell you like, don't judge, it's like trying to tell you not to breathe. Don't breathe. Hold your breath forever. And you're like, no, thank you. I need oxygen. Exactly. Not that we're needing judgment, because that's the energy of the solidification. But you do need the awareness of what works for you and what doesn't work for you, okay? And a little side note with this, judgment also in that conclusion or definition, it excludes all other possibilities. So when I say like the awareness says, hey, this works for me or this doesn't work for me, you actually remain in the energy that it might shift and change, and it does work for you. Like, what's funny is I used to hate Brussels sprouts. Hate them. And now I love Brussels sprouts. But if I had stayed in the judgment of like, ew, Brussels sprouts, I would have missed some of my favorite side dishes and meals in my life. So judgment removes all other possibilities as well. Awareness, it worked for me, it doesn't work for me at the time. When you're not solidifying it or closing it, you keep the other, all the other possibilities as well. So all of this to say, the good news is judgment is a learned behavior pattern, which is just a bunch of psychological or health coach ways of saying you can change it. It's a learned behavior pattern. You were taught it. It's not evil, but we have been taught to be automatic with it. But if we learned it, we can unlearn it. Okay? Because here's the thing. Originally, judgment is our mind's way of trying to make sense of the world. Define safety and control. Right? Think of when we were cavemen. How do you think we discovered which bushes, berries with the bushes were good and which berries were bad? Somebody ate one and they died. Huh, that's curious. Oh, look, they ate it too and they died. Maybe we shouldn't eat that berry then. Okay? So, judgment was originally a way to see, really, to categorize and see what works for us and what doesn't work for us. So, it's not evil. It is automatic. I will say again, it's the mind's way of trying to make sense of the world, right? Don't eat the bad berries because it killed 3 people. Okay, don't eat that one. It doesn't work for me. And back to the childhood thing, because it's like, anybody else received kudos and applause for good behavior and then punished for the bad behavior? I'm assuming everybody raising their hand again, because this is just a basic, like, how to raise children, right? Punish for the bad, and then rewarded for the good, right? So what's at the core of that? Judgment. Because who's decided what's good and bad? Culture, gender, different. I remember, don't even get me started, but I remember so many things as a kid that I was so confused about, because I'm like, why is this bad? I was told it was bad because I was a girl. And so why I say this is not to make, I'm not stating anything about gender, but it's like to get us to really start questioning and looking at so much of what we've defined as good or bad is based on people's opinions, based on culture, based on experience of other people that we have learned and adhered to and agreed with that it was good or bad. And in the good or bad is the solidification of the judgment instead of the awareness of the difference. Because like with gender, yeah, there are some differences, some beautiful, glorious differences, right? Each gender is amazing in each one. Each culture is amazing and beautiful in each one. And so it's like, who says that culture is better than that culture? Well, just the people in the culture. And so this is what I'm talking about, that the judgment, the solidification, it's become this good or bad, this definition, this conclusion, this judgment that gets rid of all other possibilities. And it started early. You know, one of the greatest gifts I've had in my life is extensive travel. I've had the ability to see different cultures, different family lives, different. I mean, one of the every country I went to, I would always go to the grocery store. It was fascinating to see. You could see so much about like the food and the candy and all that kind of stuff. So it for me, it was such a gift to be able to expand my American USA culture point of view into see the joys and experience of other people's differences and celebrate it. Because in the judgment, you look at it and go, oh, look, it's different. Yay. Not. And then we solidify and go, but our way is better, or their way is better, or why would they do that? That's so dumb. That's the solidification energy judgment. Okay. Excuse me. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a drink. So I'm going to leave you with this little twist. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the history and the energy of the judgment, because don't worry, not leaving you hanging. I even have tips later. But I just want to leave you with this little twist. Judgment just doesn't limit how we see the world. It limits how we see ourselves. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Judgment doesn't just limit how we see the world. It limits how we see ourselves. Whoops. All right, my friends, we're going to go to that break. You are watching or listening and always exploring with me, your host, the Fellow Explorer, Danielle, on the Exploration of Wonder on the Inspire Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspire Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspire Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspirechoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. And today we're talking about judgment. Yay! Boo! What? Okay. I get it. It's confusing. Right from the very beginning, you know, I mentioned we're taught to don't judge, but then use our best judgment. Talk about conflictual and confusing educational things, right? This is what we're told to do. And, you know, it started in childhood. It's a learned behavior pattern of rewarded for the good, punished for the bad. And so what we were taught to be graded, compared, measured. We're taught to evaluate everything we do, say, be through the lens of judgment of right or wrong. And right before the break, I left you with this little twister that made a few heads bounce, is that judgment doesn't just limit how we see the world. It limits how we see ourselves. Because the moment we go, this is good, this is bad, even if we say it's good, we're limiting everything else that is possible in that situation, whether it's with us or another person. So when we say, don't judge, What we really need is awareness. Okay? Awareness is what's underneath the judgment. Because usually judgment isn't about the person or thing. It's often about the discomfort it brings up in us. And we're going to get to more about that in a later. But first, a little history, because I love that. And I love the energy of words and all that kind of stuff. You know, created a class on it. So the word judgment, and let me read this. The word judgment comes from the Latin judicare, meaning to form an opinion or to decide. It originally wasn't loaded with sin or shame. It was about decision making, which, like I said, our minds originally used it as in our brains as a categorizing thing. Good berries, bad berries. Oh, look, 3 people died from those berries. Don't eat it, right? So it was about decision making. The moral and religious traditions layered in more meaning over time. But remember, you always want to go back to that original definition. In Christianity, judgment became tied to divine evaluation. Yay. Heaven or hell, right or wrong, is every decision thing that you're doing is going to get you into heaven or is it going to get you into hell? In the Enlightenment era, judgment became the domain of reason. Rationality wasn't prized, and emotion or intuition was seen as unreliable. So over centuries, judgment became the ultimate mental tool, the way to know the truth, and to prove worth, value, right? And to stay safe. So, quick history, but really it's all about the energy, because energetically something else is happening when we look at judgment. Each judgment created separation, okay? Me versus you, right versus wrong, light versus dark. So it creates a separation, and it creates a battle, and it creates a fight, okay? And as humanity divided things into categories, we lost precious things. We lost wonder. We lost experience. We lost celebration of the differences. We lost the abilities to look around and see all the different ways and patterns that we could be, because we're always taught to look for the one that's right. And what's interesting in that is because we have this core need to do what's right, or we've been defined and judged as right, we stop looking. And that's why I say it stops the exploration, it stops the wonder. Like the exploration of wonder. I see I did that. But really. That one wasn't even on purpose. But I, as soon as I said it, I heard it, so I had to play. Anyways, but if we're always looking for and using our judgment to see what is right, the second we have it right, we go, woo, got that right. And so we stop doing the exploration, the wonder, seeing the different paths, the different possibilities, and we stop celebrating the differences, because it's like, well, if I have it right, then you have it wrong if you do it differently. And that's why I said it puts us into that fight. It puts us into separation. Okay. So what would it take to be able to experience without labeling as right or wrong, but just an experience? And this is where we get into the energy of all. Okay. Because let's talk energy, because I'm always about the energy, as you know. Okay. Because our original language is energy. So we can talk about words as we're doing today, but it's about the energy. Why at the beginning I asked you to really look at like which one of these energies expands and which one of these energies contracts, okay? Because judgment is that energy of contraction and destruction. It tightens, it collapses possibilities. And I'm not just saying, oh, it collapses possibilities. It's just flowery language. Wow, that word did not want to come out today. Is, you know, fancy language. There we go, a little better with that. I'm not just saying that it collapses possibilities to be fancy. It collapses possibilities. Because when you get into the quantum physics of all things, of consciousness itself, every possibility out there exists as a choice, as something you can create into existence. And so when you judge A as right, B through Z or through Z, it literally, universe collapses those other possibilities so you have less access to them. It takes a significant amount of energy to pull those possibilities back into existence. That is that concluding, collapsing energy of judgment. And that's why I say, I don't just say willy-nilly, it collapses possibilities. It truly, in the quantum realm, collapses the possibilities when you judge something as right or wrong. Not to scare your Sue or anything. This is about opening up to the possibilities, okay? So when you judge yourself, has anyone ever judged themselves? Me? I'm going to assume you're raising your hand again. When you judge yourself, you shrink your creative energy. You know, all of those ideas out there percolating, because I don't know about you, but I can't be the only one listening to this podcast now or in the future who has a list 1,000 miles long of things you want to create, right? But the second we judge ourselves, we start to shrink that creative energy and access to those creative possibilities. All those ideas. That's why, have you ever noticed how like some ideas seem to get further and further away? Well, yeah. Because if you're judging yourself about it, whether it's like, I'm judging myself because I haven't had time to do it. I'm judging myself because somebody else I'm sure will be doing it better. Again, that separation, right? That judgment comparing. Or I'm judging because it won't work or whatever it is. When you judge yourself, you shrink your creative energy and access to those ideas that are going, hi, come play with me. And we're like, okay, I'll make you, I'll create you. Because you start, we judge ourselves more often than not because we start to believe there's a right way, quote unquote, to do life. And everything else is wrong. Anybody ever experienced that? You know, and I've mentioned on this podcast before, I was raised in a very religious community. And no, I wasn't like religious community of like, I was raised Mormon, okay? And not like the, what do you call it? Polygamous Mormons. That's a whole other church, okay? But I was raised in a very religious community. And in that community, my job was to grow up, get married, have kids, and support my family and my husband. And the church, of course, always the church. And that was the right way to do life. Everything else for me was considered wrong. And this is going to piss off some people. But when I graduated high school and went to college, I had some family friends ask me one day, they're like, so what are you going to college for? And I said, oh, well, I think I'm going to, at that time, I want to go into publishing. So I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to publishing because I love books and I love reading and writing and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And they're like, well, what about a husband? I'm like, hey, if I get a husband along the way, that's great, but I'm going to graduate. I'm going to get this degree. My friends, they lectured me for 2 hours on how going to college and not having a finding a husband was number one priority. I was living my life wrong according to them because my number one priority wasn't finding a husband at college. I'm like, I'm going to college to get an education. No. Okay, this is an extreme example and true. But they had a right way to do their life. And what I wanted to do was wrong. So do you start to see how those judgments that they were taught, they were lived. I was taught it, but I was rejecting. But that was my that was the thing. I either had to agree with it or reject it. There wasn't the ability to go, oh, I see that works for you. It doesn't work for me. Without that aggression or that fight, that separation, okay? This is where the energy comes in. Because as I've gotten older, now I can look back upon that conversation and go, no, I get where they were coming from and that's what they learned. And I don't have that burn on it anymore because then I was freaking pissed, man. I'm like 17 years old and you're telling me that I wasn't supposed to go to college to get an education. I was supposed to go to get a husband. Excuse me? Okay, that is when you know you're in judgment, by the way. If you're having an intense reaction like that, you might be judging something. You, them, the whole situation, everything. But now I can look back upon it and go, okay, so we had a difference of opinion and that was okay. That worked for them, it didn't work for me. judgment is, that doesn't work for me and you're wrong. Okay. Big difference of energy. And you want to stay in that flow of like, okay, that worked for you, because then you don't collapse those possibilities and you keep all possibilities. Because who knows? I could have taken a right turn in my life and that did work for me. But when I was like, ew, no, never, poof, collapsed all of those possibilities, and it would make my life so much harder to be able to choose that later on if I desired it. Anybody ever run into that? We're going to go to a break here soon, but look at that. How many things did you, quote unquote, reject with intensity? And then maybe later you go, you know, that might be kind of fun, but I would have to eat so much crow, which is an American expression or English expression, eat crow, meaning like, you know, take back and like humble yourself to be able to choose it again. Yeah. Well, if you're just able to go, no, that doesn't work for me right now, thanks, it doesn't collapse all possibilities. Okay. So just kind of look at that, play with that. And this is a show, my friends, you guys might want to listen again and again, because I can already feel some people going, are you still speaking English? Because it's all like fuzz in my head. I get it. I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep going because we have two more segments. All right, my friends, today we're doing the light, fun, airy subject of judgment. What is it? Why are we using it? And why are we told not to use it? But then we are supposed to be, we're supposed to use it. Hey, I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, on the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. Today we are exploring judgment, the good, the bad, and the why of it. Why we're told to not use it, and then we are told to use it. Hello, conflicting signals. All right, so we've been talking a lot about how judgment creates separation, it stops exploration, it stops curiosity, and it puts us in a fight, in a reaction mode, okay? Judgment is a destruction energy, okay? Now, I get where it's confusing, because we are taught to, well, we are not taught, something innately we do is the categorize. You know, I've been joking throughout this whole class, joking but not joking, during the show of these berries are good, these berries are bad, because we ate those berries and people died, we ate those berries and people lived. So we've been taught to categorize, absolutely, but then somewhere along the line we flipped that categorization into the judgment, the right and the wrong of it, instead of that works, it doesn't work. And what's interesting is most of the time we don't even notice we're doing it because it's such a learned pattern behavior. And it's woven into our language. It's things like, well, that was stupid. Anybody else ever say that to themselves? This is why I chose that one, because it was like, I said, well, that was dumb. Hello, judgment. And when we judge, we choose separation, we choose destruction, we choose annihilation of ourselves. No big deal. But we can also think, like, anybody ever hear, like, oh, she's so full of herself, or I'm such an idiot, right? Or that wasn't a good choice. Every one of these, like, sayings, things like that, create that destructive energy, okay? It cuts off that flow of destruction. But here's kind of what's interesting, is when we start looking at that energy of judging ourselves or other people, I invite you to start looking at what judgment of others is really triggering within ourselves. Because so often, our judgment of other people is not about them. It's more about what it's irritating, awakening, or triggering within ourselves. Anybody here a hard worker? Yeah, you're all going to raise your hands. And then if you see somebody who's just laying about, you're like, ugh, they're so lazy. Where does that judgment actually come from? Because you've decided the right way to be is so busy. So if they're lazy, I mean, we can get into, like, they're not creating a life or whatever. That's a discussion for later. But just really look at the energy of it. If you're a quote-unquote hard worker, always working hard, and then you see somebody who's just sitting on the couch and you go, they're lazy. Is it about them? Or is it awakening and fighting up against what you have defined and judged as the right way to live your life? Busy, right? And maybe somewhere along the way, you're also going, I wish I could just sit on the couch because I'm tired. Okay. So that judgment isn't necessarily about them, even though we like to project it at them. How often is it really an awareness of what's going on with us? Because there should be a balance of time on the couch and working hard. See? Judgment. That's the right way. But really, please have a balance of life so you don't exhaust yourself. Because that's one of the things about all this is once we start looking at this, we avoid that place of burnout. Okay. So please start looking at this. How often is our judgment of other people really just something that stirred something of us, maybe poked or triggered, and it's asking for attention? Okay, so what if judgment is actually a signal? What if judgment is not about making them wrong and you wrong, just like, ooh, why is this irritating me so much? Ah, interesting, right? So what actually has come up? So instead of judging yourself for judging, because that's just a loop that gets you absolutely nowhere. So instead of judging yourself for judging, what if you get curious? If you find yourself judging somebody or something else or a situation, what is there to look at for you? What is this bringing up? What are you becoming aware here that you haven't acknowledged? Because remember, this is all about the awareness and not the judgment of it, okay? And like, what story have I been living my life by that this situation is calling into question, right? Like that hard work versus lazy, okay? So what if you use this judgment moment as a possibility to expand your awareness instead of the judgment of closing it? Okay. All that to say is judgment doesn't have to be the end. It can be the invitation to something new if you're willing to ask the questions and be present with it. So here are some tips to transform judgment into that awareness. Because did you actually think I'd just be like, oh, look how bad judgment is, and then leave you in it? No, I always have tips. We love our tips. I love our tips. I love my tips. All right, so how do we shift from this destruction of judgment into the creation of awareness? These are ones I've used myself all the time. Number one, catch the contraction. Okay, what that means is notice when your body tightens, when your chest sinks, when you get that little internal ick. Your body will always talk to you. Remember, your body is a source of awareness. And so how often does our universe contracts and then our body contracts with that? Okay. That might be a sign that you're judging. Okay. You don't have to fix it. Just notice it. Ask the questions. Be willing to explore what awareness is there for you. Because remember, these are about turning it from the judgment into the awareness. The awareness is something is different. The judgment is it's right or wrong. Okay. If you guys hear nothing else but that, but this today, let me say that again. Awareness is that something is different. Judgment is if it's right or wrong. Bum, bum, bum. All right. I should make that into a t-shirt or a sticker. Tattoo, put it on people's foreheads. Maybe on my forehead. So one more time. Awareness is the ability to see the difference. Judgment is the classification of right or wrong. Okay? Hear nothing else? Hear that one. All right, so number two. So number one was catch the contraction. Number two, ask a new question. Instead of saying, what's wrong with them? Or what's wrong with me? Try, what am I aware of here? What's the difference? Why is this irritating me, right? This single shift can change the energy from judgment to curiosity. And like with that section when we talked about like the triggers, what is this bringing up, that kind of thing. Because how often, more often than not, when we're judging others, it's triggering something within us. I've already talked about that. We'll do it again. Or I won't spend a lot of time on it. Number three. Use humor. You know, have you ever noticed? I like to use humor in things. I watched this a long time ago. I was watching this thing about how to make videos. And they were saying, don't use humor or jokes unless you're really good at it. I'm like, that's like telling a cat not to scratch or telling me not to breathe. I just have the sarcasm, right? So number three, use humor. And little side note, there's a difference in self-bully and being mean to yourself and humor, as I'm about to describe. Okay, so the best way to dissolve judgment is to laugh with it. With it, not at it. Because if you're laughing at it, like with my example here is like, oh, look, my inner judge just clocked in for her shift. Hi, honey, you're early today. If you're doing it to mock yourself or be mean to yourself, that's not going to create anything. It's just more judgment. So you want to laugh with it, not at it. Okay. I hope you can see the energetic difference there. If you're laughing with it going, oh my gosh, look how well I judged myself today. That's amazing. Versus, oh my gosh, look how I so judged myself today. Dumbass. Judgment. Okay. Difference of energy. Number four, practice wonder. When you catch yourself labeling things as right or wrong, good or bad, pause and ask, what else could this be? What else could this be? That is the heart of wonder. That is the heart of exploration. You can see the differences. You can see the possibilities. And you're trying them all on. You're staying open to it instead of the conclusion, closing the door. Okay. And number five, this one is going to be mind twist. Just saying. Number five, stop making judgment wrong. But Danielle, you've been talking for like 45 minutes about not doing right or wrong. Or yes, exactly. Stop making judgment wrong. I have facilitated and coached thousands of people, not an exaggeration, thousands of people. And I've never, ever, ever seen somebody have the ability to use judgment to get themselves out of judgment. Because when you make judgment wrong, you're judging it as wrong. So you're judging it wrong that you judged. And then you have to judge that. And then How do you know you're not judging? If you get it right, which is just another judgment. I've never seen anybody be able to judge themselves out of being, I've never seen anybody be able to judge themselves out of judging. It just doesn't work. And don't even get me started. I've done whole shows on it in classes about how people try to judge their body, or how people try to stop judging their body by judging their body. Oi, woo, that's a mental loop. We can talk about that later. But when you judge yourself for judging, you just create that loop and it gets you nowhere. It's like that Mobius strip, right? Instead, just see judgment as the signal. I just closed a door. I'm reacting to something. What's behind this door that I'm avoiding or not ready for? Am I ready for it? What am I actually aware of? What is hiding behind this closed door? Okay, so stop making judgment wrong. It's not about like, I judged three times today. I'm so bad. I mean, I judged three times in this past hour. I'm so bad. No, you just judged. When you stop making it wrong, you keep all other possibilities. All other possibilities, like our next commercial break. All right, my friends, we are going to our last commercial break. I know time isn't real, and man, it flies. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this energy of, like, how to not make judgment wrong. How do you stop judging if you're not judging it as right or wrong? Excellent question. We'll explore that when we come back. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder. So today we're exploring judgment. How we're told to do it, how we're told not to do it, and how it just leaves us dazed, confused, and in self-doubt and self-judgment, and just basically screwed. Okay. So we've talked a lot about the energy of it, the history of it, how it's a learned behavior, a learned pattern behavior that you can absolutely unlearn and choose something different. And right before the break, we were talking about the tip number 5 was stop making judgment wrong. This one bears a little bit more conversation, okay? Because how do you stop making judgment wrong? Most people are going to try to go to judgment. Am I doing judgment? Oh, I'm bad. I'm wrong for that. It's just an observation, okay? So next time you go into and you find yourself judging, instead of saying things or thinking things like, oh, dumbass, I can't believe I just judged again, be like, oh, okay, I'm judging. What is this bringing up in my universe? What learned behavior is this? Is this behavior, is this culture thing, is this history thing even mine? Because we've all learned a lot from family and culture and friends, modern day media, about what is right or what is wrong. And so when you stop making you judging wrong, you step into that place where all possibilities exist. Okay. And then instead of that judgment collapsing, that all other possibilities, that judgment becomes an observation and awareness of, like, oh, well, there's a different path here. Oh, I'm judging this because I didn't like that choice. I would like to make another choice here. Oh, I see how if I chose that, now that I chose that, I've lost all my money. Or, oh, I see now that I chose that, I feel bad about myself. You get to see all those other information coming in because you're no longer collapsing those possibilities with the solidification of the energy of judgment. Okay. So what would the gift of no judgment look like? Imagine it just for a moment. Okay. What your life would feel like if you could even drop 50% of your judgments. Would you criticize yourself less? Yeah. Would you have less comparison of others? Oh my gosh, yes. Would you have more ease? Would you have more joy? Yes. Would you have more of you? Yes. Would you have more excitement and thrill for life? Yes. Because when you stop using judgment as your filter, you begin to live your life as awareness and question, constantly perceiving, exploring, and expanding. And we're here to expand and explore. That's why I named my show The Exploration of Wonder, because so many of us have stopped asking questions and stopped exploring things, which I did a whole show on. What have you stopped asking questions about, or have you stopped asking questions? Go check it out. It's awesome. Okay. So, but that constantly perceiving, exploring, that awareness, that noticing of the differences is actually that creation energy. And side note here, please take a moment and acknowledge and celebrate the life that you have created for yourself. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying there aren't places that you would like to change about your body, your finances, your everyday. But think about it. We have been taught from day one to use judgment as a source of creation when it's actually a source of destruction. So take a moment right now, please, and celebrate the amazing life you have created when using destruction instead of a source of, instead of creation. So now as we shift this, how much faster, more dynamic, and thrilling can your life get, your body be, your creations be, when we actually use energy of creation, of awareness, of possibility, of the curiosity, the perception, instead of that energy of judgment, the right, the wrong, the thing that destroys all other possibilities. So just take a moment, 10 seconds, and celebrate the life that you created with using destruction. That tells me nothing can stop you unless you let it. Because you have created this amazing life. Yes, it can change, but you've created this amazing life having used destruction. What life can you create now using creation? And here's the exciting thing, because this energy of non-judgment is contagious. Have you ever noticed that? If somebody that like doesn't really judge you, do you like to be around them? Yeah. And then do you be like, oh, I want that energy. And then the next person? Yeah. It is contagious. That energy of non-judgment is contagious. Okay. So here's the thing, is judgment is just a tool that we've misused. It's awareness turned into conclusion. It's curiosity turned rigid. Awareness is flexible. It moves, it creates. Okay. So you want to start doing that awareness instead of judgment. And you can even be like, hey, did I turn my awareness into a judgment? Yeah, cool. You can make another choice. Okay. The opposite of judgment isn't indifference, it's curiosity, which I love. All right, next week we're getting how to get your wonder back when life feels ordinary. Have you lost your magic in the everyday tasks? Let's get that back. So join me next week for that. All right, my friends, thank you for joining me today on the Exploration of Wonder. Have a fun week, a magic week. Explore this amazing world around you. And until we play again, have fun. Be curious, ask those questions, and enjoy. I'll see you then. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder.
and explore the magical universe around you.